Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I hope that everybody is well and managing with all the drastic and dramatic and Godspeed shifts that we've been hearing have been going on a lot lately. It seems like no matter who I speak to, even my producer just now and our guest today in the queue, we are talking about the same running theme, that we're all moving through such change at such a drastic Godspeed. Well, we're all living in this global shift, so I decided to invite both my personal and professional longtime friend, guide and advisor, Melanie Halpert, onto my show today. Melanie is a certified body talk practitioner. She's also an official member of the IBA, which is the International Body Talk Association, and the APNN, which is the Alliance Professionals of Naturopaths and Naturotherapists. And she is now a certified CrossFit trainer. She's knowledgeable and lives on something called the Paleo diet. She has totally transformed her body, and I hope that she will speak about that as well. She's a yoga passion aficionado, or a yogi, and she likes to travel. She's truly a genuine walk-the-walk and talk-the-talk health and wellness professional. I've asked Melanie to come onto my show today courageously to share her, what I call her raw, naked, and at times dark backstory. I'm just so amazed when I think back to almost 10 years ago to the day when Melanie and I met. I was actually living in Montreal, Canada at the time. I had just unfortunately, tragically lost my mother to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, and I was feeling such incredible, almost unbearable pain in my heart that I was sent to a homeopath, believe this or not, who worked in a New Age pharmacy. Surprisingly enough, and I think, I mean, I know by now, and I'm sure a lot of you listeners do as well, there really are no accidents in life. That day, an ex-boyfriend of mine was with me on a stormy, wintry day. I'll never forget it. We were both actually thinking, should we or shouldn't we venture out? Of course, we were meant to because I met Melanie. I purchased some product, and we were waiting patiently in a line at a cash register to pay. Of course, when it was my turn, and there were just people everywhere, the cash register person was blocked from my sight. Anyhow, we reached the cash. I looked up, and I saw this tall, gentle, light girl with rings everywhere. That's really all I can remember if I think back. I'm a visual person. Nose rings, lip rings, earrings. God knows where else the rings were at that time. And I thought, wow, in a New Age pharmacy like this, it's a real gothic-looking kind of girl, and there's a lot of darkness, but there's something so soft about her face. All of a sudden, a person walked away, and I hear this cash register girl look up and call out my ex-boyfriend's name. And I was so shocked. I went, how does he know? Why does he know her? Who is she? It turned out that, of course, my new lifelike angel, Melanie, was an old-time neighbor and babysitter to my ex-boyfriend's children when he was married. He continued on to tell me all about Melanie that day, and I'll never forget it, on the way home in a snowstorm. He kept saying, she's a genius. She's an academic type. Her parents really don't know what to do with her because she is so well high above on the IQ scale. And she's just a challenge. And I thought, wow, okay, well, she does look like an interesting kind of a person, thinking that I'd never meet her again, lo and behold. Fast forward, a few years later, Mel and I met again, synchronistically for sure. I just don't remember where. It obviously doesn't really matter. All I know is that she had cleaned up her act and found her purpose and passion and was on her path. And I had healed from my diagnosed broken heart syndrome, which really was a broken heart syndrome. And we were both on healing path and we began our journey together. Melanie has been doing long distance and both local body talk sessions with me probably for, I don't know, 4 years or more. My daughters, after a while, noticed me shifting and also, of course, jumped on the wagon and said, we want to do this too. So now we're a family deal. Melanie is knowledgeable in energy medicine, something called epigenetics, if I say that right, which fascinates me, and many more other breakthrough methods. So without any further ado, I'd like to bring on Melanie to share both her personal story from darkness to light. she today is graciously gifting 3 free consultations to any listeners who are courageous enough to call in. All I can tell you is in one session I noticed a shift, and my daughters in their 20s, who are my biggest critics, also did, and that was my validation, and Melanie's as well. Melanie can be reached at bodytalkbalance.ca. You can also find her on Facebook, of course. We all need to do the Facebook thing, too. It's become part of everyone's life. Melanie Halpert, H-A-L-P-E-R-T. My life has totally transformed. Huge energy blocks have been released and magically freed me to really live my new, luscious, prosperous, and healthy life. So, Melanie, it's your turn. Are you there?
Hi, Linda. Thank you so much for your wonderful introduction. You did it better than I could have actually done it myself. So I'm really honored to be here with you today. And, you know, it has to actually be close to 10 years to the date that we met, thinking back, because yeah. It was February 2002 when I started working in that pharmacy. And it was not long after I started that my boss made me take out all of my piercings.
Wow. You know, Melanie, I was thinking of it the other day because I have a birthday coming up next weekend in February, and I kept going to my pen when I was writing your little intro of you, and I was thinking, it's got to be 10 years, but I don't want to misquote. So it is 10 years. That's amazing. Wow, has a lot happened to you in 10 years. So I'm giving you the floor. Before I do that, though, I'm going to open up the queue line for any people that are listening in that would like to share or ask a question while Melanie's speaking. If you do call in, we will answer your call. So don't go away. All right, Melanie.
Sure. So 10 years. So 2002 to 2012, those 10 years have been extremely transformational. And when you met me, I was probably in one of the darkest phases of my life. And I'd actually really like to kind of talk about a 10-year period, but more kind of going a little bit further back and extending till about 2009.
Okay.
It was really in 2009 that things started to kind of go more uphill for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, as you said, you know, I was in a pretty dark space, and I have to say it started probably towards the end of high school. Not many people know this, but I was actually struggling secretly with chronic health issues.
Mm-hmm.
They were gynecological. So, you know, it's not something that I really like to talk about, especially as a teenager. And there were symptoms that doctors just could not find a solution to. And I saw many. I saw specialists of all kinds, and I would just take more medications, different creams, different pills, and with no relief. So between that and all of the anxiety about having to get myself together to plan a future, I mean, you know how it is these days, kids in high school, okay, well, CEGEP, well, for people in Quebec, we have to do a 2-year post-secondary study before going to university. And so all of this stress about, you know, choosing my career and needing to get married and have a job and the house and the kids and all of this, I found it really, really heavy. And it really gave me a lot of anxiety because although academically I definitely could have done it, the idea of staying in school for another 5 to 10 years literally
mm-hmm.
made me feel dead inside.
Right.
So while I can certainly admire it in others, I just knew that for me, that wasn't the path, and I just didn't know what to do. So anyways, I graduated high school, and I entered into my post-secondary studies, and that's when I started to experiment with drugs to get away from all of these feelings of uncertainty. I was lucky because I managed to still go through high school pretty down to earth. But then once I got into these 2 years of post-secondary studies, I really kind of went off the deep end, marijuana, ecstasy, speed, cocaine. And at the time, I just thought I was kind of, you know, just doing what I needed to do. But it was really because I was scared. I didn't know what I wanted to do in life. And I was also still really, really ashamed about my chronic health issues that just weren't going away. So it was finally in 2001 that I was invited to this amazing women's healing retreat in the Berkshire Mountains with my very best friend. And I received Reiki for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So upon my return to Montreal, first thing I did was I sought out a Reiki master. And not only did I start receiving sessions, but I also decided to do my first two levels, which already at that point started to really change
mm-hmm.
things for me.
Right.
And this is kind of where you and I intersected, because it was my
sure.
Reiki master who said, you should go and see the naturopath who works at the natural pharmacy.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what natural pharmacy? So I went, and the naturopath and I, we just really clicked. We became inseparable, really. And she confessed that she was looking for somebody to help her to run the department. Now,
yeah.
at the time, I was so lost that I was literally telemarketing. I was a telemarketer smoking pot on my lunch breaks.
Right.
I had all this potential, but I didn't believe in myself. I didn't really know what I could possibly be doing with my life. And then I had this opportunity. So for a week straight, I went to the pharmacy, and I badgered the pharmacist, and he saw me with all my piercings.
I was just going to say, with all those piercings, wow, and they took you on still. You were kind of scary,
totally.
Girl.
The fact was is that I didn't even have the knowledge. You know, he said to me, you don't even know what ginkgo biloba does.
Right.
I said, trust me, I'm a fast learner. You will not be disappointed. And for a week straight, I went, and I harassed him, and I harassed him.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, he said, all right, you can start on Monday. You need to take the metal out of your face.
Amazing, amazing.
So that's when I started working there. And so it went from being 2 hours an afternoon to 4 hours an afternoon to 6 hours a day to 8 hours a day. Within 3 months, I was running the department, and I was there for 5.5 years.
Wow.
Interestingly enough, though,
yeah. mm-hmm.
while I was kind of healthy by day and my life was taking its turn, I was still a second person by night. So I was selling vitamins by day, and I was really, you know, wishing to do it with integrity, not selling just to sell, but with the knowledge that I had gleaned to really help people as best as I could. But at night, I was going out. I wasn't doing drugs anymore by that point, really, but I was drinking quite heavily.
Right.
And so what ended up happening was my Reiki master had started to take body talk courses in Sarasota, Florida, with the founder, Dr. John Beltheim. And
right.
I was lucky enough to kind of be her guinea pig. So,
Melanie, excuse me for 1 second. I don't think a lot of people even know what body talk is all about, but I'm just going to interject for 1 second. I know we have a lot of callers in the queue, but for some reason, Melanie is offering free consultations, and she has a wonderful story, but maybe a lot of you out there don't know what body talk is. So I'm going to kind of interject for 1 minute. I'm going to give out the phone number, the call-in number. There are free consultations. There are three that Melanie is graciously gifting. And at the same time, I'm going to ask Melanie if she can, in 3 minutes or less, which I've still been trying to figure out how to explain in about 8 years what body talk is like. I'm going to ask Melanie to just kind of give a little bit of an intro or a blurb about body talk. So first of all, the call-in number is 917-889-3818. 917-889-3818. If you're shy and really don't want to ask a question, if you call in and give us your name, Melanie will gift you either a local or a long-distance consultation. So, Melanie, I apologize for the interruption, but if you could kind of cut in for 1 second. Body talk, the name kind of speaks for itself. Your body's talking to you. But
it does and it doesn't, though. You'd be surprised the comments that I get. And
okay.
Yes, I really do wish to gift three individuals with free intro session today. Somebody
okay.
who's people who've never received body talk, but and ideally were kind of struggling with either a physical or mental issue that they've been having a lot of difficulty kind of finding a solution to.
Right.
So in a nutshell, body talk is a non-invasive, holistic approach. So we're looking at the entire body and mind, and we're working to reestablish communication between the different parts so that the body's natural healing abilities can kick in and work as nature intended.
You know, there's something interesting that you always talk to me about, Melanie, which I find now that I really must thank you, because I'm using that so much in my coaching work. And I actually discussed it with someone yesterday, and I tried to explain to them that our cells inside our body hold memory of all the events and things that have happened in our lives, from traumatic stuff when we were, you know, when we were young, when we were kids. I mean, I speak to so many people who have just the gambit from alcoholic parents to any form of abuse, and they've blocked it out because it's so painful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so definitely, yeah.
If you want to go there, definitely. Because a lot of people go, what does body talk mean? Well, you know, these are the kind of things that have happened. It's stuff has come up in my sessions with you and with my daughters, and we say to each other, oh, my God, I don't know what happened, what she did to me energetically, but energetically I feel myself shifting and my vibrations are elevating, they're rising, and I feel so much better.
Well, the great thing about body talk is that even if there's traumatic things that have happened in life, it's a really gentle way of accessing that and helping to neutralize any memory that may be active. So that's like one aspect of body talk that works more on an emotional level. But we could be working on a physical level as well, dealing with different organs, endocrines, and body parts. We can be working with circulation. We can be working with body chemistry. But then there's also the whole aspect of the emotions, emotional release, active memory. It's very vast. There's a lot of tools in the toolbox. And the great thing is that it's really personal, and it's in a way that's kind of addressing the priority sequence in which the client's body mind wants to kind of unravel that thread.
So interesting. Okay, so we still have a lot of shy callers that are there, but I know they're listening. So if you want to go back, I'm sorry to shift you around like this, but if you want to go back and tell about your story, because I was so amazed when I went into the pharmacy, because there were times when I said to my daughters, I could ask her any kind of question, you know, and right away you'd know the answer. I have to tell you, there is someone in the queue. Caller, if you're there and you want a free consultation, hello, are you there?
Hi. Satnam, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, Kelly.
I'm wonderful. Say hi to Melanie.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Kelly.
How are you?
Good, thanks. You?
I don't know if Kelly. I don't know if Kelly has a question, but I could maybe pose a question on Kelly's behalf if that's okay with you, Kelly. Do I have permission?
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Are you there?
Yep.
Okay. It's very interesting. I do have a question, Melanie. I mean, I know body talk is amazing, but if someone has family history of alcoholism, drug abuse, whatever, how does body talk? How can body talk help and play into that kind of a...
Body talk is always dealing with... I mean, obviously, we do an intake. I always do an intake. I always find out what the client wants to address, but I will never make assumptions. So it may come up as a priority that that's something that needs to be addressed from a specific angle, and it may not. However, whatever we do will go towards balancing what needs to be balanced for that individual in that time and space.
Well, you have a long-distance first free consultation, and we have another person in the queue, and I want to make sure he gets up and has one too. So, Kelly, do you have anything else you want to ask Melanie?
No, thank you so much. Thank you.
For sure. Yeah, you can always email me if you have any specific questions, but we'll be in touch, so that's great.
All right, so we'll make sure that we get Kelly's information to you, and we have someone else in the queue. Caller, David, are you there?
I am.
Hi, David, how are you? Melanie, I do happen to know David. I'm going to let David have a dialogue with you. I'm hoping that one's going to get going aside from the free consultation that fell into the hands of perfect persons. So, David, I'm going to introduce you to Melanie.
Hi.
Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
Fantastic. I didn't know, I didn't do my research about you, but transformation is really high on my list right now, and I'm impressed with your story and looking forward to speaking with you more.
Wonderful, wonderful. I do too. It will be excellent to connect. So make sure to give your contact info to Michelle, and we will be in touch.
Okay. I think David, you could probably get it to me. I'm not sure if it's and it's info at authenticumedia.com. There, we have so many addresses. I think that's it. So either one would be fine. Yeah,
okay.
It is info@authenticumedia.com. If you want to just send your contact info right now, or you know, once you're off, we're off the call or whatever, you can arrange this. Both these consultations are long distance. So David, thank you so much, and you will enjoy it. And I'd love to hear after how you feel about it. So make sure we follow up on that one. Oh, I'm glad you're going to enjoy this.
Thank you both very much.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
So once again, the telephone number is 1-917-889-3818. Anyone that is in the Montreal area, and I'm sure there's some quiet people there, seriously, to have Melanie long distance is just incredible. I've seen incredible shifts and changes long distance, not just local, but for anyone that's local, there are a few minutes left where you can still have Melanie. Still going to talk some more that you can call in. There's one more free consultation available. Melanie has promised me, and I know she won't be watching the clock. There is a time max on there, but she'll make sure that the information required happens within that first session. So once again, 1-917-889-3818, and you can reach Melanie at bodytalkbalance.ca. Melanie, we've got time. We've got like another 4 or 5 minutes. The 30 minutes goes by really fast that you could, you know, kind of speed up and tell what happened that kind of pulled you out of the darkness and what did it feel like once you started doing the body talk sessions personally.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. Well, that's basically what ended up happening was I ended up being my practitioner's guinea pig as she was learning how to do body talk and taking her modules. And, by about 2007, things had shifted for me so much, but I was really ready to make a move, that it was thanks to this, again, fated circumstance. It was basically a random man who had won $10 million in the lottery. He approached me, and he said he wanted to build a wellness center and for me to run it. And even though that never happened, he built condos, I never spoke to him again, that was, for some reason, the possibility, the seed that gave me hope that I could actually do something more. And the first
Wow.
modules were coming to town. I took a line of credit. I said, I'm just going to jump in with both feet and do this. Even if I never use it, I'm going to try it. And I took the courses. I was certified professionally then in 2008. And now by 2011, actually at the end of last year, I finally completed all of my core modules. I've taken most of the life science courses as well,
mm-hmm.
and also did my level one CrossFit trainer certification. So I would say that in the span, I mean, things were really, after that time, 2007 to 2009, was extremely intense. Lots of changes, lots of uncertainty, lots of anger, lots of confusion. But something shifted in the spring of 2009,
mm-hmm.
and since then, it has just been, like, shuttling through. And so I turned 30 in October of 2010,
right.
and I have to say that I love the 30 so far, and the past, since then has been really, really wonderful. I'm now on my own practitioner now, and I'm totally fulfilled both by what I do. I've drastically changed my nutrition and my fitness, and I feel like I'm really aligned with that healthy person that I always wanted to be and struggled
mm-hmm.
to find. And now I'm actually living it, and I'm able to be that example for the clients that are walking through my door.
Well, I love the word that you said, authentic, and I really must tell you that there's an active chat room going on for, you know, all you listeners that are out there that are not even in the chat room. There's listeners at large, Melanie, that will be listening. There will be listeners, I'm sure you understand how that works, that will go into the archives or that will check the podcasts wherever we post them. But I've just been told that there's such activity going on in the chat room. They're chatting away, loving your story. And just there's such amazing comments about you that my producer had said that we're going to forward that to you by email. It's going to get forwarded to me as well. So that's really going to let you know how, and that's great because that's what I wanted is the authentic backstories that are so important, how we all come from our darkness into our light, that when we're going through these dark times, right, Melanie, a lot of us don't realize it's kind of that Shawshank Redemption going through what I call that sludge in that tunnel to get to the light to the other side, and very often we don't have support systems, people there to tell us, you know, you're going to greatness. So there's so many different things that can happen, so many different choices that we can make along the way that will, you know, affect our future. Your story is a genuine one. It's authentic. If I really must say to a lot of my listeners, you know, I do this show every week. We've got 4 minutes left, but I really must say when the thought came to me and I went, oh, my God, I need to invite Melanie on the show, it is because my daughters, who are about 25 and 28, say all the time, Melanie is like family. I mean, they literally met her professionally, but literally, genuinely, authentically, Melanie works from the heart. You know this is her passion, and you can feel it through the energy work that she does, through from every fiber of her body. You know that it's real, and you're an amazing person. If you could go back, Melanie, and do anything different, would you?
The only thing that I would do different is that I would be more gentle with myself throughout those hard times, because
mm-hmm.
I was definitely my own worst enemy.
I'm going to give you a minute to talk about that.
That's what I really wish to help people with as well, is that, you know, we're so hard on ourselves, and if we could only just be a little bit more gentle, then it can be even that much easier.
That's a tough thing, you know. It's a really tough thing to learn, because obviously, however, we were brought up, which is a lot of what comes out in the body talk stuff, you know, from years back that we don't even know still has an effect on us, is kind of the autopilot thing that we live day to day. All those, what I call monkey mind and monkey brain thoughts that come into our head very often, you know, that we've got to learn, like you said. So I think that's an incredible comment that you made. I always try and use this as my last question before I wrap up on a show, and I must tell you, I think you're the first person that hasn't said, I wouldn't change a thing. So listeners, now you know that Melanie is authentic and for real, because really, literally, when we all go back, of course, we'd all want to do something differently. I mean, I certainly totally would. There are 2 minutes left in the show. We have one more consultation to give away as a quickie. When Melanie had said to me, you know, sometimes I can take an hour with someone, should I give away two or three? I asked for three. So we've got one more, 1-917-889-3818. If not, I'm so glad that there was all this activity in the chat room. I'd like to say in the minute or so that we've got left that I've done a lot of energy work myself, and because it was Melanie, and she said, just try body talk. You just have to experience it. And I kept saying to my kids, I don't know what it is. I don't really know how to explain it. I like to be able to understand things. And I went in just with trust, and my life has totally changed and turned around. And often when I'm having a bad day, I run to Facebook, and I send her a message, and I go, help. And I must tell you, she'll know that I'm out there and that I'm feeling something funky. So her energy is really intense. Melanie, you're amazing. Thank you so much. It's such a privilege. I wish we had more time, and we don't. So I'm going to thank you so much for being a guest here today. And all you listeners that are out there, just keep hanging in. There is a lot of drastic change going on. It is a Godspeed, like Melanie said. Lift up and just love yourself a little bit. Go out and smile. Go have some fun and just ease up on yourself. In the minute that I have left, I have something very exciting. I actually am launching a series called the Legacy Series, and I'm starting with an eight-week pilot series called Leaving a Legacy, and it's all about men. I had to do some shifting and some moving around of some guests, and all of a sudden next week opened up. And I have my fingers crossed because I'd like to invite my daughter on the show. So she's actually been trying to make up her mind if she's ready to do this or not, but I'm hoping that she will. Her name is Samantha Friedman, and next week would be an amazing interactive show where we're going to do a mother-daughter thing. So I want to wish you all a fabulous week, a safe and a loving one, and I look forward to seeing you all again here next Wednesday at 4 p.m. On Life Design with Linda Sachs. Have a great week, everyone. All my love.